More Idaho Matters right now. You know, learning to read is a foundational skill. It is critical for school and life success. However, so many students were impacted this year academically. So that's where the Lee Pesky Learning Center comes in. The organization created a pilot program called Pathways to Literacy. It's in response to COVID-related learning loss that disproportionately impacts beginning readers who were Latinx and English learners. Joining us today to talk more, Evelyn Johnson, CEO of Lee Pesky Learning Center, Jack Johnson, a tutor with the program, and Maria Aguilar, her son Jesus, is a student in the program. Evelyn, I want to just talk with you first, if you can tell us quickly about the program and how you got it off the ground.
Yeah, thanks, Gemma. Our program, Pathways to Literacy, as you noted, was a direct response to school closures during COVID. We worked with some really generous funders and some contacts in the Blaine County community to put together this program where last summer we were able to offer over an 8-week period free one-on-one tutoring and beginning reading skills. We worked with about 10 families in Haley and in Ketchum to help those students get off to a really strong start so that they would enter first grade with some exposure to those early reading skills. And then thanks to its success and some continued generous funding, we were able to provide ongoing support throughout the school year because, as you know, mm-hmm. schools were so disrupted over mm-hmm. the last school year.
And Evelyn, we should note that being, you know, as you mentioned, the programs offered in Blaine County, where 40% of the student population is Latinx. And pre-pandemic, we know that these students were not afforded equal opportunity when it comes to learning. So what did you see once the pandemic hit?
That's right. We started the program, again, as an urgent response to what mm-hmm. we saw happening. And then we quickly realized that, you know, there's more to this reading issue than just the need for compensatory programs. What we've been learning over time is that there's a real need to work with the school system, and I've been in contact with the incoming superintendent about how we can work together to really look at reading instruction practices across the district to better serve students. And then also looking at like broader systems pieces, like how we can recruit more teachers who themselves are native Spanish speakers and Latinx. And so we've added that component to our program for this summer, where we're actively recruiting tutors who are Latinx and Spanish speakers and offering not just a paid internship, but also additional college support so that they can entertain a path to a career mm-hmm. in teaching.
And Maria, your son Jesus is part of this program. Can you talk to us about how his learning was impacted by the pandemic?
Hi. Yes, my son Jesus started with Evelyn in the program. And last summer, it's very good for my son because my son started in kindergarten 90% Spanish and 10% English. So my son no reading, almost nothing in English. So when I start to this program, him start basically the zero because no understand nothing in for reading. Him understand the sounds and you know, but no reading in English. So that is good for me.
And Jack, you're a tutor with these kiddos. You know, what Maria just described about her son, Jesus, is that a pretty common thing you were seeing? Is that it sounds like Spanish is spoken in the home. They do know English, but then you're having to learn to read in two different languages, potentially.
Yeah. And so that was a pretty universal experience with a lot of the kids that we were working with the last summer and then through the school year. And about half the families that we worked with, some were originally from Ketchum, and then some of the kids were born in Peru, and then they moved to Ketchum. And so, as you can imagine, Gemma, being thrown into a classroom after going to, you know, kindergarten, first or second grade, mm-hmm. and then being put into a classroom in Ketchum, Idaho, you know, you're already so behind. And if the classroom's only operating in English, and there's no direct intervention with the students and their reading, they're going to fall behind, and that stinks. So yeah, it was a pretty ubiquitous experience, yeah, is sort of what we found.
And Jack, what's the experience been like for you to be a part of this?
It's been a lot of fun. It's fun to work with kids. And I think that direct intervention, that one-on-one work together, you can really build a solid foundation. And it's a lot more rewarding as the teacher to watch a student really progress, because we worked together for about 3 months in the summer. And then, as Ellen was saying, we worked with a select group of kids throughout the entire school year. And so to watch their progression as we work together every week was really incredible and a lot of fun.
Evelyn, you know, so many kids have been impacted academically by the pandemic over the last year. So as you mentioned, you know, this program will continue in Blaine County thanks to some generous funding. Have you looked into trying to bring this to other parts of our state? Because, you know, there we have these other areas definitely where children could benefit from something like this. I mean, I'm assuming a lot of it is based on funding.
Yeah, absolutely. We have the Lee Pesky Learning Center has an office in Boise and in Haley. And so our office in Haley was the rationale for why we started in Blaine County and the need. We are actively pursuing funding opportunities that will allow us to expand this program to the Boise area as soon as possible.
Well, I want to thank all of you for coming in today and talking about this program. So critically important for our students, in particular, our underprivileged students who definitely need that leg up like so many do. The program is called Pathways to Literacy. The Lee Pesky Learning Center put it together. And our guest, Evelyn Johnson, she is the CEO of Lee Pesky Learning Center. Jack Johnson, a tutor with that program. And Maria Aguilar, her son, is a student who went through the program. More Idaho Matters next.